I'm Anderson Cooper. Welcome to the 360 podcast. Malaysian authorities now say the final transmission from Flight 370 wasn't all right good night after all. What they're saying now, plus the latest on the search. Let's get started. For weeks now, there's been an official line on what the last transmission from the cockpit of Malaysia Airlines Flight 370 was and who said those final words. Here's what Malaysian officials said 2 weeks ago.
I can confirm that 119 when we got the last transmission from the cockpit that says, all right, good night, 119.
Initial investigation indicated it was the co-pilot who basically spoke the last time it was recorded on tape.
Okay, so that was March 17th. This was one of the few angles that did not change day after day until today, that is. Our Kyung La is in Australia following that part of the story. It's yet another change in information, frustrating for everyone, particularly for the family members of those on board. Nick Robertson is in Kuala Lumpur with new information on that front as well. We begin with Kyung La. So what more do we know about this new version of that final sign-off? What was said?
Well, Anderson, you heard it from their own mouths in that news conference. I was there. We all heard it. But now we're getting a new story. Look at this news release that we got from the Malaysian government saying that the last transmission from air traffic control from the cockpit now is good night, Malaysian 370. Read further down that news release and you read that they are still doing forensic investigation to determine whether it was the pilot or the co-pilot who actually said all of this. Well, 2 weeks ago, they seemed very certain about the facts, but now we're getting a new version, a new story, maybe just a slight variation of it, but still something new, Anderson.
Well, I also don't understand how, I mean, you either have a recording of what was said or you don't have a recording of what was said. I mean, I don't know, understand, it's not like you can confuse the words there. What has this done to the credibility yet again of the investigation? Obviously, people have been skeptical all along about the inconsistencies coming from the Malaysian authorities, particularly the families.
Yeah, as far as credibility, talk about another ding in it, a huge dent, if you will. Where is the transcript? Everyone's been asking, where is the evidence? Where is the transcript? And this is certainly not going to instill any confidence from the other governments involved here. Certainly the families who have been asking for this evidence, they want to see it. It is certainly not going to extend any sort of goodwill to anyone.
Joining me now is CNN safety analyst David Soucy, author of Why Planes Crash. David Gallo, co-leader of the search for Air France Flight 447 and director of special projects at the Woods Hole Oceanographic Institution, former Transportation Department Inspector General Mary Schiavo, who currently represents accident victims and their families, and CNN aviation analyst and veteran private pilot Miles O'Brien. David Soucy, let me just start off with you. I'm confused by that map that was shown. That's clearly the families saying that they got this information from, I'm guessing, the internet, and they made up this map. That has no basis in fact whatsoever, and just seems to confuse the issue.
Absolutely. I get tweets every day about things that, oh, it's got to be here, it's got to be there.
Right.
You know, it's got to be based in fact. We've got to start sticking to the fact.
The fact that the families, though, are coming up with their own maps and showing it to investigators gives you a sign of just what little confidence they have in the information that they are getting.
Well, why wouldn't they? I mean, the all right, good night versus all right, Malaysia 370. You know, investigations, we put real numbers on those and calculate the probabilities, and that lowers the confidence in that source.
Miles, what do you make about this complete turnaround on what the final words coming from the cockpit were, and now they're saying they're not even sure who said those final words?
Well, you know, the change in the final words and who said it, it really doesn't change the whole picture, especially completely out of context since we don't have a transcript. It's closer to a standard response because they indicate the airline and flight number. Still doesn't have the repeated radio frequency, which is the actual perfect response to it. But let's just take that aside. I think you hit on the key point, Anderson. The fact that, you know, here we are 25 days in and we don't have a transcript even of the
right. Why not release the transcript?
Why not release it? Why not release that? And why can't we listen to the recordings? It'd be very interesting to see if there was a change in the voice of the crew member who was responding. That there might be a click of the microphone that might be telling. There might be stress in the voice of one of them. There's all kinds of things. This has not been released. And at this point, the families deserve to hear this. Well,